Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast, episode number one on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Yes, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So get it and let it ride today.
This is Jerry Glanville. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-hoo. Welcome to the USFL Gambling Podcast. First ever episode. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yes. No one touches Dundee. And we're sitting here. This is like a dream come true. All right. We're sitting here talking USFL football. Holy shit. Blast from the past. But I got to welcome on my guest. First off, the former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi. Well.
Oh. Bur- first down. All right. And we got third man in the booth all the way over there in North Carolina. Give it up for the DFS guy himself. And hopefully we can play some USFL DFS coming soon. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's going on, man? How you guys doing today?
Oh, I didn't forget your music. Here we are. We are talking the United States Football League, guys. And look, Patty C, I don't know about you. I know we all grew up in the same part of the country, but some of my first football memories are with the United States Football League, with NC Nick and my other siblings, watching these games and just enjoying it. Back in the day, this was what was great. Growing up, you had this other league that was playing in the spring. This is before they tried to go to the fall, but just great football. And we've been a long lobbyer that that spring football would have worked. Yeah, had they not tried to go in the fall. I mean, honestly, the USFL would have worked. I really believe that, and I think it's only gonna. This is gonna be the norm. Whether it's the XFL or USFL or whatever, spring football, I truly believe, is here to stay. So. I'm really excited for the season. April 16th can't get here soon enough. That's when it's kicking off. First takes on the USFL in general before we hop into what's going on and what we want to see. Patty C.
Well, it's beautiful to bring back a brand that, you know, has some cachet and at least is a fun part of the football. Yeah, I guess memory. And you know, bringing it back, there's going to be some nostalgia there that'll help boost it. Not to mention, you know, the success that the other leagues had ratings wise and, you know, all the structures that they have in place to support them that the other spring leagues recently haven't had. So yeah, I'm pretty excited, you know, and new coaches yet to be hired is great too. So a lot to look forward to here.
Yeah. And I think this is actually really smart. The business model, I think it's by far the smartest I've ever seen for a spring football league. But Nick, what do you make of the USFL coming in April 16th?
The timing is perfect. You know, some of the other spring leagues have started up in recent years. They would do it, you know, starting like late February or so. You know, I mean, right now we're so deep into college basketball with college football ending that in those previous years, I was only able to spend like 50% of my time looking at that spring football league. The fact that it is after March Madness, it is after the Masters weekend. The only competition is baseball, and hell, they might be on strike this year. The timing is perfect. You know, by April, we're going to be hungry for some football, and it's going to be served up to us on a USFL platter. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. NBC on board, Fox on board, Fox Sports, obviously. And then, I believe USA Network, and I think even Peacock will be airing a game. But I mean, look, the USFL has got a rich history. A very, very rich history. They've actually been the most successful spring league because they lasted 3 years. And had they not gone, they were growing each year in the spring, like their audience was growing. So by they spring football would have worked. It would have worked. Now, I'm sure if you're just a first time, if you're a football fan, it's like, I don't know, but what the fuck the USFL is. This is a league that had Jim Kelly. This is a league that had Steve Young, Doug Williams, Doug Flutie, Bobby Hebert, just a lot of.
I mean, how many Heisman winners is that right there? Yeah. Herschel
Flutie. Walker, Mike Rozier,
or Super Bowl starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Gary Anderson was a really good running back for in the NFL as well. You can go Reggie White. You could literally go on and on coaching. It started June Jones's first coaching experience. Steve Spurrier's first coaching experience. A lot of these guys, this league was George Allen on the clip on the intro. So this league is rich with history already. And that's what I like about it. It might be starting up 40 years after the fact or 35 years after the fact. But I think I dig the fact it's got the history. Cause look, the XFL to me, And look, I'm still on board to watch the XFL, but they always suck with their team names, in my opinion. Right? They always suck with the team names. USFL brings the back
LA Extreme wasn't doing it for you.
Oh, the what was the Seattle Dragons? Fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Now this, they have the classic names. Now I'm hoping, and I saw that they own the rights of a bunch of other names. So I'm hoping after, cause it's just eight teams. So if you don't know out there, USFL is eight teams and they're going to play all their games in the city of Birmingham this year.
Some of the team names are just okay, but some of them are wonderful.
Yes. And that is like, those teams are the Houston Gamblers, which is one, we have a gambler's office, or I'm sorry, we have a gambler's helmet in our SGPN office. That's always been one of the best names in sports.
Definitely.
The Tampa Bay Bandits.
Wonderful. A plus.
Yes. New Orleans Breakers. See, I think the Breakers are fun.
That's cool.
I don't really know what a breaker is. I guess it's a wave that's breaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the helmet looks like.
That, there you go. I know that's that could be a, you could take that either way, I guess, with the Katrina and everything, right? You could say,
That's the levee breaking.
Yeah. But
So their logo is kind of like a bird and a wave, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Tulane. It's very Tulane. It's very Tulane.
It's not the most masculine logo.
No, it's not. Especially when there's the Pittsburgh Maulers.
But dude, the New Orleans Breakers are kind of like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the 80s. It's campy.
You got to have some contrast.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like it.
Pittsburgh Maulers, what do you guys make of that one?
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the logo is pretty similar to what you would think of when you see the Steelers. It's a dude with a sledgehammer, you know, and a hard hat.
I love the Pittsburgh Maulers. I mean, you know, the Maulers, that is not a nickname used in any other sport anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Very
and
true.
It's perfect for the city.
And then we have what? We have the New Jersey Generals.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Stars, which I know Sean Green says you can't have them. We have the Dallas Cowboys have stars. You can't put them in Philly.
Ooh, but that's a good point.
I say, hey, they were already in Philly. They won a USFL championship before the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Is Sean going to be a Philadelphia Stars fan?
That's a good question because I think is he's that conflicted. His team? He's very conflicted. He might be Gamblers. He might be a Houston Gamblers fan. Then you have the Michigan Panthers, where the NFL completely ripped off the Michigan Panthers with the Carolina Panthers. And to me did a much worse version of their uniform and of their helmet. What do you make of that team?
Solid.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe before the Carolina Panthers, maybe it would have been cool, but now it seems kind of copycat, which obviously isn't the case because they existed before the Carolina Panthers, but most people don't know that. So Michigan Panthers, I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense. The logo is okay. It's not one of my favorites.
But look,
I'll say this. It's an interesting design coming from the bottom of the helmet up. You don't see many of those, so it's unique.
Yeah. To key in on what we're hoping for, they have the rights for a bunch of other teams that, and I know Daryl Johnson, I heard him in an interview, Moose Johnson, that the plan would be to have some of these teams expand maybe next year or the year after, but the San Antonio Gunslingers.
That's wonderful.
Memphis Showboats.
That's wonderful.
Oakland Invaders.
Okay. All right. I'm on board.
What about the,
you didn't mention the Birmingham Stallions either.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I did.
That's
forget.
Classic. No, but that's a great name.
And the Birmingham Stallions are one of the eight teams playing this year, but
yes,
some of the other names I would like to see, Washington Federals. That's a good name. What do you make of
they were so bad. They were awful.
You know why though? They had that scumbag Craig James on the team. LA Express. I don't know. Chicago Blitz. Who else? I feel like there was the,
see those names. That sounds like the XFL names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for the Express. The Express. Or the Blitz.
The Blitz. It does sound like an XFL name, but to me, if we can get the Federals, the Showboats, the Gunslingers.
Those are great names.
And I feel like I'm forgetting one more that was interesting, but regardless, eight team league kicking off April 16th, Birmingham, Alabama. I'm very excited for it. Now they've named four coaches. And I know we've already kind of touched on this before. There's four vacancies they're still trying to figure out, but the four coaches named were the Houston Gamblers got Kevin Sumlin. So Fade Sumlin may be in effect, or may it not be. He's returning to Houston, where he came up in that city as the coach of the Houston Cougars.
Will that play in a factor if Sean's going to be a Houston Gamblers fan?
That is true. I feel like he's really conflicted now. Then he's going to have to,
it's tough.
Going to have to see who the other four coaches are. Tampa Bay Bandits hired Todd Haley, who's already on board for saying he's offering Antonio Brown a job with the Bandits. Great name too. That would fit.
And look, Haley coached, he was the OC in Pittsburgh. I think at the same time frame, Antonio Brown was there. I would imagine.
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, Antonio Brown is from the state of Florida originally.
Yeah, we didn't have to leave town to go to the Bandits.
A lot of things are linking up here.
Yeah. Do they try to bring in Tim Tebow at tight end? They should put ticket sales.
Get some eyeballs. Yeah.
USFL Generals hired Mike Riley. Mike Riley is a legend as far as, I mean, he's coached. He's kind of like in June Jones's vein here. This is a guy that's coached in the CFL as a head coach of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He was also the head coach of the San Antonio Riders in the World League in 1991 before they went to Europe. He was also the head coach of Oregon State. And
he's a spring football classic.
Oregon State and Nebraska. And then he was the San Diego Chargers head coach, but also he was in the AAF recently, a couple of years ago with the San Antonio Commanders. So he's been all over. He was in the XFL as an OC for the Seattle Dragons. So that was a hire there. Then Bart Andrus, my personal favorite, great name. And also his resume. This guy's a football junkie. You look at his resume, you're like, what the hell? I didn't even know most of these jobs existed. Bart Andrus is the Philadelphia Stars head coach. So we got four coaches hired, four gonna be hired. Those teams are obviously New Orleans Breakers, Michigan Panthers. What are the ones I'm forgetting right
now? The Maulers.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Maulers.
Birmingham.
And Birmingham Stallions. Yeah. There was rumors Gene Chizik was going to take the Birmingham Stallions. That didn't happen. He's now at North Carolina.
That's a good thing, by the way, because he was the most overrated coach to win a national championship ever.
Words of Chisdom, buddy. Words of Chisdom. let me just say that I want to see Paul Johnson in the USFL. I want to see Paul Johnson coaching the triple option in the USFL. How would you guys, like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Would it not make sense if he's on the Pittsburgh Maulers, the triple option team?
Oh, that would be glorious. That would be glorious.
Definitely.
You know, and I don't even need a full on commitment to the triple option. Just give me an offense that features it pretty heavily and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
So hold on. So every game is going to be in Birmingham this year, huh?
Yeah, which I think is smart, especially considering the COVID shit that's going on as it's ramping up again.
Right. Makes a lot of sense, dude. We got to look at the calendars. We got to get out there one weekend.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, man. We make a trip down to Birmingham. But then you have, I don't know, like Paul Johnson's my number one. I had a couple other names, like, so New Orleans Breakers. Let's just quickly think about this for a second. Dream scenario here. Ed Orgeron just retired. Come on.
There's an opening. He might need work.
New Orleans Breakers, Ed Orgeron, do it, please. And if you don't do that, I say Les Miles. I say, what's less likely to happen?
So look, I mean, this is what you want. You want, you know, good coaches. You just don't want names. But also, if a name can bring in people in the stands, or, you know, that area to become a fan of the New Orleans team, or just the average football fan, like, you know what? I do want to watch Coach O see how he does in the USFL. I remember Les Miles winning a national championship at LSU. I wonder how he'll do here. So it doesn't hurt to have name recognition.
Yeah.
And especially those two guys are characters. I would imagine the USFL is not going to be as uptight as the NFL is. They don't mind hiring somebody with a little bit of a checkered past. So why not?
Let's hope they can wear something other than a windbreaker on the sideline, which is pretty much all the NFL allows.
Yeah.
Can Urban Meyer land a gig in the USFL?
Look, what about Wade Phillips? Bum Phillips' son.
Give him the Michigan job. Give Urban Meyer the Michigan job. That'd be great.
Yeah, Urban Meyer Wade Phillips. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're getting crazy here. Urban Meyer, do you actually think they would hire him?
Yes. In a heartbeat.
But he wouldn't take it, right?
Probably not.
Wade Phillips, I think, would take it.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a DC of somebody right now, right?
No. Yeah, he's looking for a gig. He's looking for a gig. So, hey.
Somebody needs to pick up the phone because at the minimum, he's always been a very good defensive coordinator. So, head coach, but that's in the NFL. You know, maybe he'd have more luck in the USFL.
Well, let's try to figure this thing out. I want New Orleans to get Orgeron or Les Miles.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass.
And then, okay, what about the Michigan Panthers? Who could fit that?
Gruden.
Yes. Yes. John Gruden. Wouldn't that be great? That they should do that, dude. Cause Gruden's got the fuck where he called Roger Goodell a pussy. That's great.
So, you know, Gruden's not going to get any more, you know, NFL coaching or like announcing. Right. So I think he's done with the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see Gruden going to college. So he's a football junkie.
Yeah.
Why not?
He's not going to get any broadcasting spot. They should do that. Come on, Gruden to Detroit. Paul Johnson to Pittsburgh.
What about like Bill Cowher to Pittsburgh?
Oh, Cowher. I'm so tired of Bill Cowher rumors.
That's true.
They've had those rumors for the last like 15 years. That dude is never coaching.
Does he live in North Carolina? He lives in North Carolina, I feel like. What about.
He did when his daughters were going to school down here. I don't know if he does anymore, but.
What about the Birmingham Stallions? Is Spurrier? Do they dial up Spurrier? Coached the Tampa Bay Bandits before he played bandit ball. You know,
what's Spurrier's age? Do we know?
He's like 80, dude. I met him. I met him when I was up there in Pullman with Mike Leach.
All right, here's a name for you. Art Briles.
Oh, that would be a great, that would be a bold move though. If they go for, imagine if they hired Meyer, Miles and Briles.
Maybe they can only afford to hire one of those guys.
Dude, I would be all about it.
Give me Miles and Briles down in New Orleans.
Oh,
how great
man
would that be?
Oh man. Oh.
I feel like the XFL, like Vince McMahon would not care.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the USFL. I don't know about their top brass. I mean, part of it is owned by Fox Sports, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They might not be willing to
all of it is owned by Fox Sports. Yeah. So you're probably right.
Although if any company would, I think Fox would probably be the one.
All right. Well, look,
can we hire Bill O'Reilly as a coach?
Oh man. Hold on. So let's, I guess we'll find out who the other four coaches will be. Stay tuned to follow us here on the USFL Gambling Podcast. But what about this? What are some things you want to see out of the league? If I had to ask you a couple things, you know, Patty C, what's something you really want to see out of the new USFL?
Well, obviously the big names, you know, bringing back some of the old characters and really diving into their history some and taking advantage of that and playing up the 80s thing. I want to see an 80s style presentation. Bring back some of the nostalgia that the NFL has just left in its past, unfortunately.
Fun, right? Bring back fun.
Yeah, 100%. Let the coaches wear what they want to wear. Don't have uniform standards. Let's have some fun. And
don't have penalties, you know, for talking trash or for dancing or for taunting or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, 100%.
So, you know, so there's two different things here. There's, you know, like as far as from a officiating perspective, I think we probably want less targeting,
yes,
less roughing the passer, less pass interference. But for me, my big thing is what I'll call flex scheduling. I don't want every game to be on Sunday at 1:04 or Saturday at 12:00. Give me that Tuesday evening. Give me that Wednesday night game. Hell, I love sports during the day, because I sit in my home working from my house, and I love to be able to throw on some daytime college basketball, a day baseball game. That might be too crazy, but people watch those because that's the only thing on.
Yeah.
So I want them to be creative in when they schedule games.
I want to say they said I don't have the article in front of me, but I want to say they said that they're open to Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. So that would be, in that time of year, shit. In April I watched the NHL playoffs, and that's about in some baseball regular season games, but baseball is not going to have a season, but football is going to beat that anyway. If they all three were on, I would choose football every time.
Yeah.
So Patty C, do you want to see anything? What do you make of Nick's thing? Flex scheduling.
Flex scheduling sounds great. Yeah. The more time slot, especially, I went over this a little on Twitter last night, but the head to head time slots with something like, the NBA finals or the NBA playoffs is going to be tough for them. So flex scheduling will be kind of key for them. Actually, I don't know that it's going to be tough for them. They might win that one handily, but being flexible against bigger events instead of being super static is certainly something that would benefit a startup league like that. But I really can't wait till the XFL comes along and competes with them. And you do have head to head competition for eyeballs. And I really think, cause I think the USFL, there's a good chance that this isn't real competition for eyeballs. Like we're saying, they have it to themselves. We won't really see these leagues have to innovate and challenge for eyeballs until they go head to head with each other. And that's when I think the product's really going to get great.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to see is that I think there's a draft coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. In February, I believe
that draft needs to be televised.
They should,
need to pull something off like the NFL does. And because that'll start, getting, people to get excited. Yeah. That'll be the first step and to say, hey, we're on the map. We're playing this year. Here's our draft. You're going to hear about players that you knew from the NFL or that you knew from college. So hopefully they can make something out of that and not just, have an article the next day, like saying what players went to each team.
I agree. Obviously fantasy football and DFS need to be a part of this too. Fantasy football and DFS would be huge for the sport.
Some of the rule changes too. So less concerned with like the XFL, the second go around was more trying to push safety. I'm sorry. I want to push action. I want kickoffs happening. I want kick returns.
The XFL kickoff is horrible. Horrible. Yeah. So
I want 15 yard penalties on the pass interference, force some strategy, discourage the game to be entirely based around who's got the best quarterback, encourage innovation,
Yeah. 100%. Nick, any other rule changes that do you agree with what Patty C was saying, or do you have any other ones besides those?
I would just say that I don't want the rules to, overtly favor the offense like it does in the NFL.
Yeah, 100%.
With the league that just starting out, usually, the philosophy has been more offense is means more viewers. Hopefully they don't buy that concept, whether it's true or not. Because the fact that the NFL is, just so pass happy now, and every rule favors the offense. I hope it's not as one-sided in the USFL.
100%.
Remember interceptions? Remember big hits? Those are fun. And that didn't even mean scoring went down. I'm not even sure scoring itself has gone up since, these rule changes. I think it's just the offensive statistics have gone up, but the defensive statistics have certainly gone down, and those are fun. Go back into flexing the defense a little bit.
100%. I could not agree more. And also I want to get back. I hate the crackback penalty, the block, the crackback block that they call that a penalty. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Let that go. If it's something very malicious, okay, maybe I'll make an exception, but keep the penalty flag in your pocket.
Head on a swivel. This is basic football. Come on.
Let's do it. So that last miles to New Orleans.
The only thing on my mind, Gene, was pussy.
And Paul Johnson, triple option football, right? Just anything else?
Hold on. Well, yeah, one more thing. Cause when we talked about this on a pod a couple weeks ago, we kind of mentioned maybe the early front runner for your favorite team.
See, I'm conflicted because the Houston Gamblers, I feel like, are the team I should root for. But I have made so much money fading Kevin Sumlin. I think we're all in the same boat here. So therefore, and I was really,
and it's kind of hard now because not all the coaches have been named, just because you kind of want to follow a coach that you might like.
I think I got to lean Houston Gambler still. I got to lean Gambler still, even though the Sumlin thing is concerning. But if the other four coaches are named, the Maulers and the Panthers seem very fun to me. Another thing is where they play at. That's another point I want to see from this league. I don't want to see the Panthers playing in the Silver Dome 2 years from now. I want to see them playing at the Detroit Tiger Stadium. Right?
No dome policy.
No domes.
No dome policy.
Look, yeah, the New Orleans Breakers can play at Tulane Stadium. It's right there. Birmingham obviously is outdoors. That's a good start. Your first season is not going to have any dome games. That's a good start.
Is that realistic? Do you think they're going to be at NFL stadiums?
Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I think it depends because those things are so gigantic. You saw it with the XFL. They were playing at like the Texas Ranger Stadium. They did play at the Seahawks Stadium, but I'm saying there were cases where they were playing at smaller stadiums.
I think it's better to play at a smaller stadium. That way you can, it's easier to fill. It's easier to get like a live, you know, environment. So, you know, it just
looks
depends
on TV.
Definitely looks better on TV. I mean, it's kind of sad. You flip on a game and no one's there. You know, it doesn't, the energy just isn't there. So I guess it just depends on each city. Do they have, you know, an alternative to, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mentioned it. Let me go in front of Patty here because I know Patty's a Steelers fan, so he might take my Maulers, but I think Maulers is out the gates, going to be my team of choice as long as they hire a decent coach.
Yeah. I'm on board. It might be the Michigan Panthers, like Maulers, Panthers, Gamblers. I mean, all of them are. I mean, the only one I will say, Philly and New Jersey, I probably won't go with.
I can't do anything up on the 95 corridor. No way in hell. I mean, coming from DC, we're not rooting for anybody in Philly or Jersey. Not going to happen.
Patty C, do you have one that you're thinking is yours?
I don't know. Look, there's part of me that wants to go chalk and go Houston Gamblers, but as Colby well knows, I have a beef with the city of Houston dating back to the 1995 Western Conference Finals.
And the Houston Oilers fucking up the Steelers in the 80s. That was a great rivalry.
That's true. That's kind of who the Breakers are. They're the Oilers of the XFL.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to go that route. I don't know. I don't have a team yet. I'm in wait and see mode.
Let's be honest. If Orgeron is hired as the coach of the New Orleans Breakers, we're all going to be automatic. New Orleans Breakers fans. All right. We will all be there doing that. Okay. Well, look, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. This is one of many episodes. When more news comes, we will have you covered talking USFL. Subscribe, tell a friend, and also subscribe to the College Football Experience. That's the show we normally do. College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience. Look, college basketball season is still, we're in the middle of this thing. It's only getting better. Subscribe. We got daily shows coming out on the College Basketball Experience and College Football Experience. Like I said, we talk year round college football over there. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Go get that SGPN app. It's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll have access to all of our picks and podcasts. Cause guess what? We pick every single college football and college basketball game. Well, the same will happen with the USFL. Yes, all the games we will pick against the spread. You will have all of that on the USFL Gambling Podcast. So subscribe, tell a friend, get that SGPN app. I'm on Twitter at DColbyD. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give them all a follow. Check out the Slack channel for USFL talk as well. The Slack channel for Sports Gambling Podcast. Do it all. We got you covered. Spring football is here to stay. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.